Welcome to Women in Electronics, the only show that empowers, develops, advocates, and celebrates the accomplishments and advancement of women in the electronics industry. With your host, Jackie Maddox.
Well, hello. Here we are again today with a Leader in Highlight program. Oh my goodness, am I excited today because I have been trying for so long to get this guest on our program. Melanie Pizzi from TTI is here to join us today.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and chat with you today.
Oh, well, I'm sure so many people want to hear from you. But before we start, Melanie, I'll just turn it over to you to explain what you do at TTI. What's your position and what does that entail?
Okay, so my role is Vice President of Global Business Operations for TTI. And that really is grouping several of our administrative and operational roles together to the business. It includes sales operations, product operations. There's a piece of that that includes learning and development, primarily to support our sales and product organization, but also now bridging out to other roles within our company. And we also have a group of people that we call our Global Resource Center. And these folks are supporting us by doing a lot of the administrative type work to support the organization and oversight for our supply chain programs as well. And then finally, and most recently, I've taken on a role of managing our data science and analytics team. So I'm very excited about that, to pull that a little bit closer to our business.
Wow. I had no idea your role entailed so much. That's absolutely impressive, Melanie. And so let me ask you this. Why TTI? So you've been there a long time. You've had a long career. You obviously have done a lot along the way. There's been a lot of steps along the way to get the experience to be able to do this role. So let's talk to that real quick. Like, why TTI and what has this looked like for you?
Yeah, so I was really fortunate to join TTI at a very young age and early in my career. And, it was a time in the industry, and that was back in 1986, when there were a lot of opportunities. TTI was just getting, their feet under 1971, but just really starting to, bloom and grow and become a player in the distribution market. And so we were, at that point, we didn't have an HR department or anything like that. So I learned about TTI through a professor in my final semester at University of North Texas. And so he said, "Hey, there's this little company in Fort Worth I'm consulting for. And if anybody's interested, we're going to be interviewing for some management trainees." And I thought, okay, this sounds good. This sounds like something I might want to do. That's really how I found out about TTI and how I got my start in the business. And the exciting thing for me then was I was one of the first people to come in this management training role. And it gave me the chance to work in all the areas of our company. Back then it was, the training was go work here and see how that is. And it was just fantastic for me because it enabled me to learn and understand how to run the business, let's say. So over time, I started out in product and purchasing and became a product manager and worked my way up through that organization and various product management and marketing roles. And then around 2000, 2001, we were growing so much, we needed to kind of shift and add some new roles. And that's when we created this operations role. I was very fortunate to be able to grow and to move up, I'll say, in the organization pretty quickly, which has given me so many opportunities. And, you know, TTI has just been a wonderful place to work. I've stayed all this time. I have just had my 35-year anniversary. Wow. And I love my work. I love the people. Really believe in the values and the culture that we've built over the years. It's just truly something special.
Hmm. Well, what you said was you love where you work. And excuse me, I think that's so critical because not a lot of people can say that. And it seems that the more people I talk to from TTI, everyone seems to love it. It's a very family environment. It's very much of a team effort. I love that spirit in the organization. So let's talk about updating us on what is happening with TTI. So obviously, we've gone through a lot in our globe, right? And so I think about TTI sometimes, and I think about the leaders, because not only did you endure what everybody else did with COVID, but then you endured a lot of weather issues, you know, this past, you know, 8 months ago or so. And then the loss of your founder, it was like boom, 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 a lot of hits at one time and big hits too. So I just want to talk to that and see how the organization is doing and what the trajectory is from here.
Yeah. So great points. And you are absolutely right. It's been a rough go of it for us this year. You know, everyone has suffered, of course, from COVID, and the supply chain is completely turned upside down. And added to that in some serious weather events that prevented us from, you know, being able to service the customers like we would want to. The loss of Paul Andrews was, of course, significant. And, you know, you say, well, how are you guys continuing on? And you know, how's everything going? I would have to say that, you know, you hear this comment, the bones are good. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about what Paul has built with this strong foundation, and you know, Paul and Mike and others that have worked for the company for so many years, it's just created an environment where we're strong enough that we can continue to move forward. And, you know, it's been hard without Paul. I'll be really honest. He had this presence. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to describe, but it was like a positive force that surrounded us, that gave us confidence and inspiration, you know. And I think the good thing is, though, is that he instilled that same positive presence in so many of the leadership that we just kind of picked that up and carried it forward, knowing that that's what Paul would want us to do. So as far as that, you know, it's a day by day thing. We all still miss him very much. But we also know that he would want us to move forward and continue to do all the good work that we had in place when he was here. So, you know, other things going on with us, I think that help us is our longevity of our talent. You know, and you mentioned this a little bit, but when people come to TTI, they tend to stay around for a while. Mm-hmm. And our historical turnover has been a lot lower than some others in our industry. And so, I think that helps us a lot because we have a lot of stability in the employees. You know, we are, I think, like a lot of other companies now, having challenges with hiring. We've had this massive growth that we're experiencing this year. And honestly, hiring to staff and to support and sustain that has been extremely challenging, you know, particularly in our industry, but also in the local DFW market where our headquarters is. It's been really competitive. So we have hundreds of recs that we're trying to fill. And it's a good problem to have. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, because that's great. But those are some of the challenges we're facing there. You know, a couple other things I want to point out as well. Things that we're having to really focus on are recruiting for new college graduates, you know, bringing in the new talent and keeping things fresh and growing the company. It's also very different. Things are changing. I think we've got to be able to pivot in order to make sure that we are doing all the things that meet the expectations of some of these younger folks that are coming into our industry. So those are, you know, those are a few of the challenges that we're facing at the moment, I would say.
Well, okay. So addressing that, when you say people that don't leave TTI, which I know several people who have gone to work for TTI and just always stayed. So I can see that. But what is that magic sauce? What is it that TTI does that potentially other employers don't? Because I do think we have a lot of turnover in our industry, people going from, say, one distributor to another. So what is it that you offer that is so different? And then really beyond that, to address your next comment about the new talent, does that sustain with the new talent coming in? Or are you looking at everything overall as like, what do we do as an organization to really change things moving forward? So I know that's a lot packed in that question, but it's an interesting, you know, kind of concept to look at.
Right. So, you know, we talk a lot about culture and those kind of things, but I think that the values at TTI have remained the same, right? And actually, this is our 50-year anniversary for TTI, by the way. I should have mentioned that earlier, which is an amazing thing. But the values are the same, and they're very, very strong. The individual has a lot of respect and importance. It's people are just not a number at TTI. You know, we really want to make everyone feel like they're part of the family. And it is very much like a family environment. We take care of each other. We want to ensure that everybody has a voice, that we listen to what they have to say, and that they feel like they're making a contribution. I think one of the things that we do well is when we bring in a new person into the organization, we have a pretty robust onboarding and training program. And again, I go back to when I first started, it's much better than 35 years ago when I first started, because it's just a full and complete program now. But, you know, we offer, really, it's a full 6 months to almost a year when we have a new person coming into the organization. And we're sharing with them, you know, information about the industry. We really try to, you know, make sure everybody has a good solid foundation there. We do some in-person learning. We do some self-paced online learning. We have subject matter experts come in from our business to talk about, you know, their area of responsibility, so that the folks that are going through this are really having a good positive experience to build, you know, that foundation of information so that we can help them be successful. And then beyond that, we allow them to have kind of an immersive experience in having time to spend in all of our departments to understand how that works. And something we've done a lot of work this year on is developing more formal succession plans for our employees. So working through that and making sure, understand, you know, if I want to do a particular thing, what do I need to do now to get myself there? I think those are some of the things that we offer that make a difference. And kind of to the second part of your question, you know, things are very different now, and I think people will have different expectations of coming to work. You know, we talked about COVID, and we talked about this past 18 months has just been really an eye-opening experience for us. And before, you know, the expectations of coming to work and coming to the office and all those things are changing so much that we have to step back and really understand that. And I think that's one of the things that we're trying to do at TTI is to see, you know, especially again, the younger generation, it's not some benefit. It's like expected that you can work remotely, that you have flexibility, that you have an opportunity to, kind of set your own schedule and things like that. And those are the things that I think we really have to pay attention to, particularly as an industry, if we want to continue to attract young talent to come into the organization.
Mm. Well, very good points, Melanie. That was really interesting. And I actually think you hit it. I think your onboarding process is pretty extensive compared to what I've seen. And maybe investing up front is really what's retaining the talent. So that's really important to note. But so what we'll do is we are coming close to our time. I feel like, oh my gosh, we're probably going to have to do three parts here. So we will end part one. I'm so happy that you joined us today, but I do want to talk to you about some more in part two as far as mentorship and some leadership type of topics. You being a woman in the industry, so I want to get to some of that. So thank you so much for being here today, Melanie.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to another episode of Women in Electronics right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.